This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it's time for that thing where we all sing, and I'm not. Okay, here we go. Sorry, I wasn't ready. I'm ready now. Hi.
News.
No. News. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Or no.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program.
What just happened?
We never. Okay, so a little.
You guys don't know which one is going first.
No, we don't.
And I don't.
So
we don't
you
know.
Just sit there. It's like a standoff.
Yes. Yeah.
We kind of try to take turns, but sometimes we forget. Most times.
You know what? This is the first time where there's been a stutter.
Well, edit this whole thing out.
Okay.
That's impossible then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Special shout out goes out to listener Josiah. As I haven't told you guys this, I was working my regular shift at Brothers. I'm DJing there on Friday nights. And I was approached.
Feels like we've got a few shameless plugs in here. Did Josiah hook you up with an eight ball or something?
Well, I was approached by a man. He said to me, I don't know if you're still locked in or not, but I figured you could go for one of these. And he slipped me a bottle of Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, instantly, I knew, okay, well, you're a listener because you knew I was locked in or not.
And he knows exactly.
Exactly.
He knew Dew. He knew which Dew.
Oh, yeah. It was cold. It was perfect.
Oh,
nice. I'm like, well, I was locked in. I'm unlocked now.
So you unlocked yourself.
Josiah. Yeah,
Josiah.
He also said he listens every day. He works, but he listens on the Odyssey app, but he catches up a day behind, which you feel free to do yourself. And then he also gave me a zebra cake.
Oh,
he knows me better than I know myself. So just a special shout out to Josiah. That was awesome.
Haven't we been told to not accept food and drink from listeners?
Yeah.
No, we haven't been told that. Aaron is like getting gluten-free bakeries dropped by on the daily.
It's wonderful.
And it's like, what is going on? Are we running a tasting room?
There's enough chemicals in a zebra cake. I'm not worried about it.
That's a Little Debbie thing or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little. Yeah. He gave me the big one.
That's awesome.
And it was great.
Okay, well, my name's Slacker. I'm,
No one cares. Play the bed. Exciting news from the Denver Zoo.
You forgot good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
There we
Exciting
go.
Exciting news from the Denver Zoo. They announced that there is a baby giraffe. Mama Bibi, I think is her name, had a baby boy, and you can help name it.
Ooh.
Not like come up with your own. There's three options. You just pick one.
I was going to say Slacker.
Oh, we can't name it Slacker?
No.
Why not?
Because there's DAG in honor of late giraffe researcher, Dr. Ann...
Lame.
Something.
Does DAG do a show for people like Josiah every day?
There's Thorn.
Nope. Lame. Okay. Thorn in my side,
and,
that name.
I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Kujali, which is to care in Swahili.
That's probably the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it feels like... giraffe adjacent. I'm like, not to just tragically sideways the whole show. Did you see the post the other day of like somebody driving down the highway and there was a dead giraffe in the back of a car?
Yeah. In the truck.
No.
Yeah. It turns out it's not as nefarious as it sounds. It's like, did somebody poach a giraffe in the middle of Cincinnati or something? I don't remember what town it was in, but apparently a giraffe passed at a zoo. And this dude is a taxidermist who can't afford a windowless cargo van.
Oh, no.
So it's like, hey, bro, like, have a little decorum. Get a covered trailer or something.
Because
you're just driving down the highway with a dead giraffe. Like, it's fairly obvious.
I guess Toys R Us is closed again.
Oh, Jeff.
All right. Anyway, do a write-in on the Denver Zoo's site for Slacker.
Though you can't do that.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll write it in.
Hackers can get it done.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is this another shout-out or is this going to be actual news?
That was news. This is a very special day, March 10th. Oh. It is Mario Day. Because
it's me, Mario!
Because people, it's kind of, I think it's cute. People say, have a Super Mar 10, M-A-R-I-O. So on the sign,
have We are trying way too hard.
Have a Super Mario.
I think it's cute.
No,
it's
that's cute. Stupid.
Mario Day. It is also Ranch Dressing Day, which is the real national holiday. Yeah. You don't like ranch?
Why not?
Huh?
No one. Oh my God.
Well, if we just get someone to open the door, I've got some ranch for you.
No, you do not.
Yeah, Josiah,
that's disgusting.
Came through again.
That's disgusting. Why do you need a day for you?
Like, you're right. It should be every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every day.
Live your life as if every day was ranch dressing.
You people do. You're putting it on. Like, the day you started putting it on pizza is when I was like, all right, everyone, you've gone. You've crossed the line.
No. I'm a little out on that. But yeah, a chicken sandwich, a little ranch, just dipping anything in ranch, fries.
Yeah.
Very good. So happy celebrating to all those who celebrate.
Good evening. If you missed out on being good a roadie evening. For Slacker back in his band days, which someone texted last week, yes, he was in a band. It was Warrant.
She's my cherry pie.
Yep. So if you missed out being
so
a roadie
briefly,
for him.
So briefly, though, you guys. Yeah. Like, a matter of moments I was in that band.
It's still cool.
No, it's not really.
You can be a roadie for Gene Simmons.
Oh, my God. I saw this.
And
this
you
dumb.
Have to pay for it.
What?
So you get to get stomped on by this weird giant
you
man in makeup and platform
boots. You move all of his gear
boots.
Around.
I don't think you do. I don't think you. I think it's more ceremonial.
I think you probably take it from like the truck to the stage.
They maybe let you roll some speakers or something.
Do you have to roll his tongue back up ever? Is that part
it's
of the
part
job?
Of it. It's like a slap bracelet. You just got to smack it on something.
Gross.
Okay, ranch or Gene Simmons' tongue?
Ranch all the way. Are you
kidding
me? I
would put Gene Sung on pizza before I would. So, yeah, what all you get? I think you get it. He gives you a guitar.
Sit in on the sound check, receive a signed set list, a bass guitar that's used during rehearsal, a crew shirt, a hat. But you don't get access to the concert. So you're paying $12,500 for all of that stuff.
Hold
and
up.
Then you don't get to go to
but
the concert.
Backstage.
That is separate. They kick you out.
What? You're backstage.
This is the most BS thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wow. All kids right. These days just don't want to work, Slacker.
If you would like to be a roadie for the Slacker show,
ooh.
Unlimited ranch,
yeah,
access to Aaron's slap bracelet tongue.
What the heck?
Text in now.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.